Hello and welcome to the We Can't Dunk podcast, coming to you live from the Hudson Muse. I'm your host, the big cat, Chris Aldridge, and I'm here with lunch kit, Lee Henwood.
What's going on, buddy? Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a minute.
I'm in the crappy chair today, which is unfortunate, but more importantly than that, we are here. We're recording an episode. The NBA Finals are on. It is good times all around. So, let's get after it.
Yes, we shall. I'm also here with Ryan. I forgot to make you a nickname because it's been so long, Brady.
On this day, 1982, Marvin Gaye releases his last studio album, Midnight Love, featuring single Sexual Healing.
Oh, nice. Wow.
I'm glad you said that song because that might be the only one I know.
Will you sing it for us?
I just know there's a part that goes, I won't.
Sexual healing.
Yeah.
I know. And also, what did you say? Midnight Love.
That's what the album was named.
That is a fantastic album.
What else would Marvin Gaye album
isn't there a song
be named
on
other
that
than
album?
Midnight Love?
Fucking you in the butt.
Yeah. I heard it through the grapevine. Is it on that one? No, it might be earlier. I don't know. That's a song about whores.
Which one? The Grapevine?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Oh, I just always thought it was a song about whores. I heard it through the grapevine. You was a cheating bitch. I think those are the lyrics.
You was a cheating bitch. That doesn't seem
which
right.
Is strange because it was a radio hit.
Yeah. They obviously played the radio
version.
Edit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Of course.
What is the actual word? Like, how much longer till you be mine or something like that?
There you go.
Yeah.
How much longer till you be mine?
The original track is Sexual You a Dirty Healing. Cheating Bitch or something.
Yeah.
Good old Marvin. When did he die?
I don't know.
He is dead, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Rest in peace. Ought four.
Might want to fact check that one.
Neat.
Yeah. Speaking of fact check, because fuck, at the start of the show, we always talk about random shit. Did you hear about that, social media presence that was following along with the presidential debate and fact-checking everything that Trump said online, like on a five-second delay?
Well, I didn't hear about it, but because I didn't watch it live, but when I looked up, like, a highlight video immediately after, there was sort of, like, a live update when there'd be a clip, he'd say something, and right below it would be,
lie.
Like, fact-check, false. No evidence.
Lie. He literally speaks no truth and just insults his opponent.
That debate was unfortunately hilarious, especially given the severity of the entire situation. My favorite quote from it was, of the 200,000 people that died, how many survived? Joe Biden.
That's bad.
Of the 200,000 people
what he was
that died,
yeah.
How many survived?
I get what he was trying to say. But those are your two guys to pick from.
Well, it's sad. The man has early onset dementia. Go home, have some soup.
Open your mouth. Let me put some soup into your
mouth.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Let me just saddle on this life alert bracelet for you.
Yeah, it's what a sad state of affairs.
I saw a meme the other day, and it basically said, I feel like Canada right now feels like they live in an apartment building and their downstairs neighbor is a meth lab.
Mm, yeah.
Being the United States.
That checks out.
Yeah. It's not good.
Well, it's actually sad because we now watch the news for the entertainment value in it. And it's actually difficult to be like,
what did they do today?
Yeah, like, oh shit, this actually affects people's lives. This isn't satire.
Yeah, tough to tell the difference, really.
Very tough to tell the difference.
But yeah, it is a little scary. It's actually funny. At work today, Ian told me a quote, and he said, yeah, Trudeau's dad used to say, if America gets the cold, we get pneumonia. So that's kind of like, you know, it's like, we like to think that we're up here all nice and safe, but it's going to fuck us one way or another.
Will.
It's going to fuck us.
Yeah. It's a train wreck, though. Holy...
Yeah.
At least sports are back.
Yeah, yeah, at least numbs sports are pain, back.
You know?
Yeah.
At least they're doing something.
What pandemic? What pandemic?
Also, do you see that Montreal and Quebec are now back into lockdown? Day one today.
Really?
Round two. Yeah.
What?
550,000 or 55,000 cases in Ontario right now.
Some of my bitch.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Also, we're going to randomly be screaming, what pandemic?
Yeah.
Because.
Which I love.
Yeah, this is started at work, but a few weekends ago, whenever the Dallas Cowboys were playing, there were 20,000 people in the stands.
Wow, social distancing.
20,000 people in the stands. I was over on the mainland watching with the family, and I couldn't help myself. But when the camera panned around to all the fans in the stadium, I just had to yell, what pandemic? So now, naturally, whenever anything stupid happens, whether it's applicable to a pandemic or not, Lee or I at the office belt out, what pandemic?
The stupider the
I like
thing.
It. I'm sad I don't get to see some of the antics at the office.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you'd visit, but there's fluorescent lights there.
So yeah, nah.
You can't stop by.
Yeah. You could come to my site. We have a lot of good chuckles.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
It's probably I'm a sure little more offensive.
Oh, by the way,
honest.
Listeners at home, we were talking about this the other night. Have you ever actually seen a fence being built in real life?
I have not.
It's funny because, like, there's literally probably 100 fences being built in this city.
No,
today.
I know.
But I guess they're all in
truly,
backyards.
Before you got into the industry, can you think back to a time?
Dude, I didn't notice any fences.
How could you?
Ever.
They're never being built.
Now all I do is look at fences all day. As I'm driving, I'm like, ooh, nice one.
I know what you mean.
Oh, that one's crooked. Look at those boards. Those aren't lined up straight.
I know what you mean, because from my stint doing cable work, whenever I walk anywhere outside, I'm always looking up at those fucking phone lines, being like, oh, that one's nasty.
Another one of these weird ones. We'll get back to stuff in a minute here, but tow trucking.
I forgot you did that. What a random career.
What pandemic?
I see so many tow trucks. They're everywhere. You'll notice, though.
I wonder how many tow truck drivers were in the stands at the last Dallas Cowboys game.
Oh, 100K.
Probably
you
a
know,
few.
Physically, like, but might be spiritually, they were there.
I feel like this is a good time. Sorry to interrupt, but just before we moved on, I didn't think I'd ever admit this, but I feel like I should. On our collective way, because I was giving Aldi a drive to your bachelor party,
yeah,
we were late arriving because we went to check out a fence that Aldi built.
That's not why we were late, though. We were already late.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I made you drive the quarter of a block
now,
past the turn to take a picture.
How was
with
the fence?
When he says made, I did it extremely enthusiastically. So much so I pulled the car over, got out of the car, ran to the fence, and got him to take a picture of me doing a... Where is that picture anyway?
I
want to
see that picture.
Do you
want to
see it?
I do want to see
it. Can you hold the conversation for a minute while I bring it up?
Sure. I mean, the people at home can't see it.
Tell me more about this fence. Front yard?
Front yard.
Must have been front yard. I hope it wasn't a backyard fence.
Front yard. They must have built it again probably around 2, 3 a.m. because you mm-hmm. never see anybody building fences. But it was lovely.
What
it
kind of wood are we nice talking here?
Cedar? Was it a cedar
confirmed
fence?
Cedar, yeah.
Confirmed cedar. What are we talking, stained? Are we talking natural?
No,
what
it was natural. Yeah. It was natural.
Semi-transparent stained by the owner. We don't do our own staining.
No. Oh, yeah. That's peasant's work.
That's peasant shit.
Yeah.
We'll put you can defense. Foot through a four there. That's on a slight angle upwards.
Damn.
Look at the angle on those boards, man.
Look at that.
Straight
you ever
as
seen
a,
anything like that?
Straight as a board?
Yeah, or an arrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, I forgot the one with Ryan in it.
Yeah.
I like how the dark pieces are like sort of evenly spaced out. That's a nice
guy's
touch.
Just showing you fences, not even the one that I'm posing in
no,
front
that
of.
No, just blank fences.
And God bless you, Lee. You just
it
get
was
into
the
it.
Fence.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It was the fence,
a nice fence. I'd have
nice
that fence.
Fence. Shit.
What was the date of your bachelor party, friend?
Oh, can't remember.
Gee, I wonder why.
Must have been...
Nobody?
First weekend of September?
I can't remember. Did we podcast after the bachelor party? Well,
we did.
Mm-hmm. I feel we like did we one did time. One episode.
Yeah.
In between, so much has happened. So many things.
I guess so.
Yeah, you're married, some bitch. Ye old ball and chain.
Yeah, I did get
ye
married.
Ye old ball and chain.
That's the sound of the ring tapping against the microphone. Shit.
Flex on him.
That's a real thing.
Flex on him.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I got engaged.
There's a bunch of pictures of Lee.
I got engaged. Full execution of the trick fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, Ryan, I think... Oh, wow. That's a great picture. You have quite the leg flex going on,
buddy.
There.
He hopped out and Phil Mickelson calved all over that.
Oh
fence.
Yeah, look you are the, lunging your
at
ass
that
off.
That hip flexibility. That's Shawn Michaels, 1997.
Oh, yeah, and the arms are out.
Versus the Undertaker.
You're
sweet
about to
chin.
I think I
music.
See a ball hanging out of the bottom of the shorts.
I'm literally tuning up the.
Look
band.
At how happy he is. I didn't make him do shit. No, he was eager to go.
I have never seen you smile like that.
Well, I was so
me
proud
neither.
Of him.
Ever.
So well, but, again, I've never seen a fence being built.
Yeah, it's like watching how it's made in real life. But, yeah, not to gloss it over, but congratulations on your engagement.
Yeah. Yep.
I do.
Big tings, man.
Big tings.
I don't know if this is, like, too much to talk about, but the aspect that... I remember when you were telling me the story about how it all went down and the operations and, you know, it was late, it was raining, it was stressful, you had to do all this stuff. But the thing that really got me was was when you told me about how you thought the surprise had been ruined. So in order to fix that, for a number of weeks, you were cold and ominously would tell your now fiance that you guys needed to talk about your future in a negative sounding way without ever actually talking about it. Like, that part is my favorite part of the story. Well, I needed to regain the element of surprise, well, so I had to make her think we were breaking up.
Okay, let's set the table here. Let's set the table here. The reason that I had to become cold and vindictive and make her doubt her existence and our relationship.
As a, not just at with you guys?
Yeah.
As a person.
In general,
yeah.
I had to damage her emotionally, unfortunately.
Bang her down.
But
a couple
I
things.
Had her best interest at heart because...
That's a true gentleman right
because
there.
The word is chivalrous.
Oh, right.
Chivalrous.
Chauvinist or chivalrous?
Both. So what happens is I'm ring shopping, right? And we already know what a... painful endeavor this can be. Meant to be exciting, but it's stressful, it's expensive, you're sneaking around, it's fucky, it's weird,
yeah.
You're dependent on other people, and you know, anyways,
yes.
I'm reaching out to the best friend of hers and talking to her sisters, blah blah blah. Anyways, I pretty much got a ring picked out, and the last thing that I need to confirm is ring size. Maybe somebody knows that, right? So I talked to the best friend who's been like coaching me through this whole process and like firing me screenshots of their conversations and like invaluable information. Mm-hmm. Talk to her. She goes, yeah, no, don't know the ring size. What you should do is you should ask her sisters. Maybe they got a ring hanging around the house. They can go grab it. Okay. Now you're thinking this is why I'm coming to you. No problem. Ask both sisters. One sister goes, no, I don't know. Ask the other sister. Asked the other sister, and this is the other sister that used to be Tinder
Our
Tales.
Tinder Tales, girl.
Tinder
yeah,
Tales,
nice.
Right?
Shout out.
Anyways, hey, do you know Samira's ring size? She goes, yeah, it's 7 or 8. Get 7 or 8. I'm like, fuck yeah, that's helpful, cool. So then I start heading home, and in my drive home, I get a text from the best friend of Samira texting her, going, my sister just told me that Ryan asked me about my ring size.
What a turd.
Yeah.
Hey, Tinder Tales was the worst segment we've ever done on the show.
I hated it. It was never funny.
No.
Terrible.
And I'm glad you were single and struggled to find somebody.
And yeah. She was a poor sport the whole time.
But yeah, no, seriously. So, and she's a great woman. I mean, I want to say she had good intentions. Obviously, she didn't.
She was excited.
She was excited.
And as a lot of females run the problem, they can't keep secrets.
They can't.
Right.
So for that reason, right? And it's this big weekend getaway. Samira knows all about it. Like, you know, there's the build up. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen there. So basically, I had to...
Kick her in the dick.
Exactly. Yeah. Create that element of surprise. Yeah.
Somewhat of a trick fuck.
Ye old trick fuck.
Oh, ye old trick fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyways, I think I was just mean enough that she was willing to still go on the trip with me. And then it ended up being a great time.
Yeah.
But it's, I will say,
fine line executed.
Fine line.
I don't know what I'm going to ruin for that sister. But I will make it my life's work to ruin a surprise.
Maybe you'll let me and Lee do a speech at your wedding.
Yeah.
And like, I can just like shit on her at it.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'll meet her pre-speech so I can get some details out of her, and then I'll just go ham. You can kick me out afterwards.
No. It's
speaking of speeches, how lucky is Lee that COVID happened so he couldn't have a big wedding, so we couldn't be there to do our speech together?
Well, knowing Lee, he was actually very excited for the speech.
True, true. I said how lucky was he, though.
Yeah, he was.
Well, his excitement levels were high.
Very lucky.
It's more like how lucky is my wife that, correct, she didn't have to sit through a miniature podcast on her wedding night.
I don't think she's lucky at all. It probably would have been pretty fucking funny.
Oh, would have been the best part of the wedding.
Possibly.
Confirmed. Who were those two handsome guys? Somebody should give them a podcast contract.
Yeah, they should. All right.
Should we go to basketball?
I guess.
Cool. Football's on. Do you want to talk about football?
The shittiest NFL game in documented history is on right now. Thursday night football, the 0-3 Denver Broncos versus the 0-3 New York football Jets.
There's a guy on the Jets with the last name Okafora, and I wonder if he's related to Okafor and just changed his name ever so slightly so people wouldn't know he's related.
It would have been the most relevant thing he's done in his life, because playing for this particular Jets team is not it.
So, good feeling thing we're about to talk about, you know? Makes you feel good. Vince Carter was voted by his peers as this year's winner of the Sportsmanship Award.
Good guy, Vince.
Good guy, Vince.
How unfortunate that his final season was ruined by COVID.
Very unfortunate. What is more unfortunate, though, is that he didn't go to the Toronto Raptors last year for that championship team. Because, it was set up.
It was poetic.
It was set up so perfectly.
He would have gotten a ring.
I know. You would have got a ring. He would have come off the bench.
They would have played him in the fourth quarter of the final game of the finals, and he'd get to win. Vince.
And instead, he wasted away in Atlanta, of all places.
Atlanta feeling a little cold.
Why did he need to play 9 minutes a game so bad when he could have played six and won a championship?
Well, I think that the answer to your question is also the reason why he was voted, what is it?
Sportsmanship.
Most sportsmanlike person of the
by
year.
By his peers.
Well, and that's exactly it, because he's like, yeah, I'll go to the shittiest team, and I'm just going to coach the young guys, be a good influence in the locker room, you know, just do
good
the right
Vince.
Thing. I'm not going to chase a ring. He was just doing the right thing.
He's good guy Vince all around. Always. He had a couple good crams.
He did.
Couple good crams. Yeah, couple good crams. He did end his career on a 3-point make, which was nice.
I also am sad that he didn't get to do a victory lap, because he didn't decide he was going to retire until after COVID, right?
Right. Well, I think so.
I think it was after this happened. He was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, but also, he seems like he's maybe not the type to do the whole swap a jersey with someone every game and have this big fanfare. Like, he's a little bit more low-key, seems like.
True.
Which, again, is why he got the award, I'm sure.
It's all coming full circle on everything we mentioned.
Well, good for you, Vince. But, yeah, damn shame that he didn't get a ring in Toronto. That would have been money.
It would have been just so poetic. You know what else is poetic? Mark Cuban, another big, good guy.
Cubes.
Did you guys hear? Do you want to explain? I'm not super familiar with it. I saw the screenshot of Delonte and then read a quick summary.
I am less informed than you are.
Well, from my understanding, as we all know, Delonte West has for the last few years been living on the streets.
A crackhead.
Looking very rough, very skinny, like literally just like begging for change with a cardboard sign. Like he's got some issues.
Which ones?
Crack.
All of them.
But homelessness.
So allegedly, you know, photos surface of him online. It tugs at the heartstrings. Everybody gets real sad. And Mark Cuban hunts him down and offers him help, offers to pay for his rehab and like gets him into a rehab center.
They flew him to his family, yeah, wherever he's from, paid for his rehab, and I think is going to financially take care of him till he's back on his feet.
Yeah, which is great. And, you know, heartwarming story. It's about as heartwarming as me donating 0.05 cents to someone.
Yeah, that's
true. Isn't that great? Would I be getting fanfare if I donated 0.05 cents to someone?
Do you feel good, though?
I don't even know if it's possible.
You feel good.
Hey, cut a little corner off.
A nickel.
No, I think Mark Cuban paying for his rehab is the equivalent of me donating 0.05 cents.
I think he's going to take care of him a little bit, too. You know, build him back up.
Even still.
What are the odds right now, over, under, whatever you want to say, the betting line, on Delonte being a crackhead once again in the near future?
Care not to mention. It's tough and makes me feel bad, yeah. But might be even 50-50. Like, I don't know.
I'd go 60-40 for sure.
In which favor? Of crackhead?
Of crackhead.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah. I mean, it must be
I'm a horrible human, so I'm at like 97 to like 3%.
Didn't want to say it, but like odds are high.
Well, it's like I feel like you became one making like tens of millions of dollars playing in the NBA.
He was probably on drugs in the NBA.
Yeah,
already.
No.
You know, he wasn't so busy playing basketball anymore. He really got to indulge the lovely.
Well, that's the thing. He's tagging LeBron's mom. He was on those fucking all those drugs, helping LeBron.
But I feel like yeah, being formerly rich makes it maybe even less likely that you recover.
Well, it's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely going to be sadder when you get sober and you're like,
because you'll know what you have, and you're just like, holy,
I gone done fucked up.
I've got the question we're all waiting to ask.
Okay.
Does Delonte West qualify for celebrity rehab?
Yeah.
Like, is that a TV show?
More so, is he celebrity enough to be on Celebrity Rehab? I think it's
a TV player. Hell yeah.
It is a TV show.
It is a TV show?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
Sounds like one.
I think Lamar Odom hosts it.
Lamar's out of town.
Celebrity detox and brothel removal.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah. But on a serious note, all jokes aside, hope it all works out for you, Delonte.
Me too. Doc Rivers, he also is so disgusted with the Clippers, unlike ourselves, he decided he didn't want to watch them play anymore either. So he quit. They're probably going to fire him, but he quit. And now he's the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. How does that make you feel?
The Sixers, it's not going to move the needle at all. They're still going to be meh until they get rid of Ben Simmons. That's what they're destined to be.
I was going
to
fight you a little bit because I do think that he will make them better. But as always, the linchpin is the problem that Ben Simmons is a trash bag that they put a jersey on.
Well, yeah, it's like how much do you blame Brett Brown for their problems? I mean, I don't think it was his fault. He was
a little bit.
Brett Brown wasn't the guy being like, yeah, let's tank and let's do this whole process bullshit. That wasn't his idea. That's ownership.
True,
right?
True.
He's just trying
to make the best of it. He seemed maybe a little soft in reeling in Joel Embiid and making him into a real basketball player. And not encouraging them to replace Ben Simmons.
That may be true. Or just forcing Ben Simmons to shoot threes. I like, you know,
practice,
we've talked about this before, but if you're not shooting the three, you're going on the bench. And I think that Doc has a higher likelihood of being tough on that than Brett Brown did. So maybe they'll be a bit better.
He might make Ben Simmons better too, right?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
They should have him like, hey, you can't leave the gym after practice until you hit 10 threes in a row. We'll start at 5.
Yeah, because you're really bad.
We'll start at 2 and work our way up.
I wonder. Man, Matt, remember when Markel Fultz and him were on the same team? You had the guy who couldn't figure out his own free throw form and the guy who had a phobia of shooting threes.
I will say I hope that the 76ers' luck turns around. Broken Embiid, broken Ben Simmons, broken Fultz, is there something in the water in Philly?
No, it's just that's karma for doing the whole fucking tank process bullshit.
It's a really good point. I never thought about karma.
It just is what it is.
What Sixer do we think is going to start banging Doc's daughter this time?
Can you fill us in on that story a little?
Oh, yeah, apparently Paul George was tagging Doc Rivers' daughter.
I wonder if that's why he couldn't play for shit in the playoffs, because he was too tired.
Yeah, well, could have been.
Well, wasn't it that he was tagging his daughter and then cheated on her with a stripper?
Yeah. I'm in love.
Him and Lamar got some things to talk about.
She pop and she pop and she rolled it.
Paul George was out of town.
I'm in love with a...
Oh, speaking of which, I quickly Googled it. Celebrity Rehab is a real show.
Really? Tell me the biggest star to ever be on it.
Actually, well, great question.
So it came out in 2008, 6 seasons. Cast, let's see. So there's Dr. Drew.
Of course. Them damn doctors.
Dr. Drew.
Rodney King?
Rodney King.
Dennis Rodman was on it. I'm just reading names off the list.
Okay.
That checks out.
Okay.
But there's a guy named Rodney King.
Is it like is it?
Okay. I don't know.
Rodney King the third?
I don't know.
Like, was it?
Dennis Rodman is the guy.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was on the show.
I can't compute the Rodney King thing.
No, like is it
just
the third?
Look, I'll show you the picture.
Rodney King Jr.'s dad.
A guy named Rodney King. I don't know what to make of that.
I gotta click on him.
When did the show come out?
He's
2008 to 2014.
Rodney King was an American man who was a victim of police brutality by the Los Angeles Police Department.
What?
The Rodney King.
Wow.
Undoubtedly the biggest star to ever be on Celebrity Rehab.
I mean, he definitely touched more televisions than anyone. Dude, Rodney King was the biggest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Started riots in L.A.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodney King, Dennis Rodman.
The last time they should have had a revolution.
Yeah.
Solid cast.
Rodney King and Dennis Rodman.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. That's my favorite one.
China from the WWF.
Was she a drug addict?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Daniel Baldwin.
Ooh.
Least of the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah,
my favorite.
I thought it was Mariah Carey, but it's Mary Carey, who must be Mariah Carey's sister.
It's like the
American adult film actress. No relation to Mariah Carey. She just looks like I see what she did there. She went for the whole lookalike. Yeah,
it's like every family's shittiest member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder when I'm going to be on that. In any case, I think Delonte West would win all the one-on-one games.
Well, Dennis Rodman could probably lock him up.
Actually, Rodman would be in that ass.
That would suck. You'd think he'd go there and be like, I'm going to get the one-on-one title, and then, oh, shit, there's Dennis Rodman. He's got some nukes in the back pocket from Kim Jong.
Would it be distasteful if we advocated for a Dennis Rodman versus Delonte West one-on-one game?
In Celebrity Rehab?
Yep. A charity event. Charity event.
I'm
all proceeds go to Delonte West.
I'm into it.
That was one of the funnier things you've ever said to me. Good for you, Ryan.
Thanks.
Oh, shit.
So,
where were we?
For those of you not familiar, Steve Nash is now officially the Brooklyn Nets' new head coach. Congratulations, Steve. Nice work. Pull him out of the dumpster. Shouldn't be too hard with KD and, you know, Kyrie and the rest. Speaking of Kyrie, he said he doesn't see the Nets as having a head coach. Sometimes Nash will coach, sometimes I'll coach, sometimes KD will coach. Who knows? That guy has to be one of my least favorite athletes all time. Everything that comes out of his mouth is so delirious.
He never ceases to amaze me with how stupid his quotes are. They just get stupider and stupider.
How stupid he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's never been a guy who needs to shut the hell up more than him.
I want to see Donald Trump debate Kyrie Irving.
Me too, actually.
I can see you thinking about it more and more, and you're like, wow, I really do want to see that.
Yeah, I really do.
Outlandish, untrue facts hurled back and forth.
You already read the quote, right?
Not in its entirety, just that one line.
Has he already disrespected Steve Nash?
Yeah, that was the line. He said that Steve Nash is not the head coach. We're all the head coach.
What is wrong with him?
Where do you want to start?
He's a special kind of stupid.
What is wrong with this guy?
He's woke stupid. Where yeah. He thinks he's smart, but he's actually way dumber than average.
Is that a real tagline these days? Woke stupid?
I just made it up.
We need to TM that shit. Hashtag it. Lock it in.
Or is it better to have stupid woke? No, it's woke stupid.
Woke stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he think he's better than Nash?
Because he's not.
Well, like, are we going to, like, break that down to playing days, experience, like...
Just personality
wise. In just any way, shape, or form. Like, do you think you're superior in literally any category?
No. He can't possibly think that.
He must. He thinks he's the coach. And he thinks if he's not coaching, KD is.
Neither guy has ever been accused of being like an on the floor coach
or intelligent.
Not even close to being accused of that.
Like, you never even really hear the term high basketball IQ floated around. You just hear amazing scorer for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and KD are going to be the coach. What play are you running? Oh, I'm going to dribble around for fucking 15 seconds and shoot a fadeaway.
ISO. ISO. Weird.
Yeah.
You want to know what else Kyrie said?
Go.
That in reference to KD, this is the first time in my career I can look down the bench and think, that motherfucker can hit the shot too.
Yeah, I mean, I know we always hate on LeBron. Come on
first statement.
Now. Like,
we hate on LeBron, right? But LeBron can score. And in fact, I took a screenshot of some stats today.
Yeah, hit it.
And it actually showed that LeBron is more clutch than Kyrie. So 2014 through to the 2017 regular season and playoffs, when they were both in Cleveland, the last 5 minutes when the score was within five, Kyrie shot 77 for 210 for 36.7. He shot 26.6 from three-point land. LeBron was 128 from 305 for 42%, and he was 37% from three-point land.
Hmm.
So by that stat, he's not even nearly as clutch.
No. Well, that is a stat for the last 5 minutes.
Well, that's when clutch is, though.
Yeah, but that's still like 5 minutes left, you know.
No, but you're just
big shot.
You're giving so much credit to the one shot that Kyrie hit. And I know the one. You're thinking of the one shot that was like the clincher in the finals, right?
Yeah.
But is there like more than just that one? It's like that one is really like forming your entire
opinion.
Just
like clutch reference. Is referencing when you have to score and you need to score at the end of a game to win.
Yeah.
That is what that is.
It's just such a silly, immature and LeBron, move for him to intentionally slight LeBron
and
like
actually
that.
Be far inferior at that. But apparently, late this evening, he did retract his statement saying, that's not what I meant.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Which is probably the smartest thing he's ever done.
Yeah, I wonder when he's going to retract his statement about the flat earth.
Mm. Never.
Possibly. I looked at the ocean and I saw the curve.
Finding the edge.
Yeah.
With Kyrie Irving.
There's a show that we need.
That's another thing. Co-hosted by Delonte West.
Aldi, I see that you're kind of scrolling through the next topic, but I just want to make sure that we don't skip our opportunity to talk about how shitty the Clippers are and how much they deserve to lose. Is that going to be coming up?
Well, I thought you were going to kind of hop in when we were talking about Doc Rivers getting the job.
That's what I wanted to do.
We just kind of skipped through it. You didn't get a chance. I'm going to put my microphone down, go get another beer.
Yeah.
You tell me about how bad and how funny it is that the Clippers didn't make the Western Conference Finals again for the 50th consecutive year.
I would love to. So, the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, I'll have a beer.
I will start by saying, yes, I'll have one too. Few things have made me as thoroughly pleased as when the Denver Nuggets came back from 3-1 to knock off the Clippers this season.
That was lovely.
It warmed my heart. Good old Canadian kid, Jamal Murray, showing out, getting the job done, just making them look oh, so stupid.
Kentucky kid and Jamal Murray.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But was there anything as right or as poetic as the Clippers losing that series ever? It was perfect. It was a
Why?
Well, Clippers in general, so they're horrible from the top down. And we were talking about Doc Rivers earlier. Doc Rivers is actually the best part about that entire team, if you ask me. But like I said, horrible from the top down. Starting with the Donald Sterling curse.
Oh, interesting angle.
Yes. So I took... I'm not going to lie. I took this straight off the Wikipedia page, but I just don't think that many people are looking on the Los Angeles Clippers Wikipedia page. So here it is.
We never plagiarize.
Starting in 1984, the franchise was controversially relocated to Los Angeles by owner Donald Sterling without NBA approval. Despite the NBA taking action against Sterling, the team was permitted to remain in Los Angeles, where they struggled for nearly three decades. Over the course of 27 seasons, the Clippers qualified for the postseason only four times and won a single playoff round. They were frequently considered a perennial loser in American professional sports, drawing unfavorable comparisons to the historically successful Lakers. Living in their building, trying to pretend like anyone in Los Angeles cares about him. Like, oh, we got Billy Crystal. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Go back. Where did they start? Was it
San Diego? Yeah. San Diego.
Go back to Saint Diego.
I believe it means whale's vagina.
Yeah. Always worth a rewatch.
Always.
Worth. How you do it tonight?
A rewatch.
But milk was a bad choice.
But fast forward to today. Sterling is gone, as we all know what happened. He got outed for being a horrible racist.
That's,
and,
yes.
The NBA booted him out, which is great. Good for them.
That's nice.
But unfortunately, his replacement, potentially the most irritating, least cool multi-billionaire on the planet, Steve Ballmer.
$50 billion Ballmer.
Yep. Whenever something
good, I love Ballmer.
Whenever something good happens, he looks like an autistic 12-year-old who's overstimulated.
Yeah, the Cayman Island account, though.
Yeah, it's
you
tough.
Look awfully less autistic with a couple of those in the resume.
You guys have seen the video from, I think it was like the Windows 98 launch, where it's like him and old Bill Gates on the stage, just like doing the most awkward
dancing
of all time.
There's two other investors up there, too, and they are flailing like... I don't know how to describe it. You have to watch it.
Oh, just the worst dance moves anyone has ever seen.
Literally how me and my groomsmen will look at my wedding.
Yeah, identical footage. We're actually going to rehearse the moves. But so
show up in suits that are tailored to look like their outfits with New Balance on.
We all have orange polos on, sweating profusely.
But you got part of that nailed.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you have Ballmer. And then, like I said, Doc Rivers is fine. We'll skip down the line.
He's fine if he brings his daughter.
Yes.
Is she fine?
Leave the son at home.
Off the roster.
This brings me to Kawhi. Oh, Kawhi.
Sexy, sexy Kawhi.
First point of contention, I mean, for me personally, just was that he was on the Spurs for a long time. So I automatically hated him a little bit.
I hated him a lot. A lot. That finals MVP, not a fan from that moment forward.
But secondly, winning a title with the Toronto Raptors and then leaving. You know, everybody likes to be all Canadian about, oh, he brought us a championship. You can just go. We love you forever. But like,
he didn't buy.
Fuck you,
he didn't
Kawhi.
Get you a championship. He shorted you a three-peat.
Ooh, that's deep.
That's deep.
But my big issue comes with not just him leaving the Raptors, but him doing his little cute stunt of teasing the Lakers, making them think he's going to sign there, handcuffing them for all of free agency. And not only that, but also somehow, without being able to speak, convinces Paul George, the Lakers' other top prospect, to come and join forces to try to get a cheap ring.
I'm sorry to interject, but please, I am do. So glad that you brought up the whole Kawhi Leonard, Paul George.
They thought they were being real cute, didn't they?
Super
cute.
all just disregarded truly what the Los Angeles Clippers gave up to acquire Paul George?
Their entire future.
Yeah, well, what is it? Their
fucking
next
staggering.
6 years. Their next first round draft pick is currently in sixth grade.
Yes.
2027. Yeah.
Literally.
Fucking idiots.
And in addition to that, gave up one of the most promising stars in the league, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just like
popped off,
went nuts, and you're just like, oh, you're perfect for today's game. Cool.
Yeah, bye.
And who arguably might be a better player at this point in their careers, the Rooster.
Oh, Danilo Gallinari. Some of a bitch.
And 5 first round picks.
Yeah, that one's going to...
For Paul, who was literally not even playing basketball, coming off double shoulder surgery. Didn't even play till like November or December.
How many first round draft picks do you think they could get for Paul George straight up right now?
They'd be lucky
one,
to
two?
Get,
yeah, maybe two.
Truly
straight
be lucky
up?
To get one.
If it was a top 3 pick, they could maybe get it straight up.
Nothing made me happier than I remember we record an episode and we just shit all over Paul George talking about how he's trash.
Oh, yeah.
The very next game, he comes out
the next
and, like
day.
drops 30. And I'm like, oh, classic. We call him out, and he shuts us up. But the best part was, after that game, he just went right back to sucking huge monkey balls and was horrible for the rest of the playoffs and basically cost them their postseason. It was fucking beautiful.
He was a dumpster fire.
He was trash. Like, the best defensive strategy against the Clippers was, oh, give him the ball and let him shoot. He was trash.
Yeah, and the other thing in that series was a beautiful thing, was watching Kawhi Leonard struggle to guard Jamal Murray.
That and watching him score 10 points in the final game 7.
Wasn't it 10 combined?
No, he had 10 and I think PG had 14.
Right. It was some of the most 24 atrocious shooting numbers you've ever seen, though.
And those
Kawhi
were two
was
of
like
the top 10 paid players in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Very bad. And I mean,
and the Paul George quotes.
Oh yeah,
are
I'm
so
playoff
cute.
Paul.
Like, dude. Well, I'm playoff Paul, but like, oh, we didn't think of this season as championship or bust. Like, dude,
you're on a 2-year contract.
You're fired. Like, you're not on the team next year.
Yeah.
Like, not only did the guy, like we've been joking about, literally he can't fucking draft a first round player because that player's in grade 6.
Actually right in now. Grade 6 right now.
Literally in grade
Might
6.
Might get delayed a year because of COVID because it's getting so bad.
Yeah. He's scouting kids over at Royal Oak Middle School.
Looking for the next Steve Nash. Oh, God. But then, yeah, so anyways, Paul George falling apart. Fucking amazing. Oh, were you saying something? Did
I was, but
no,
honestly,
no. You go.
I forget now.
The little giggle between us was worth it.
Yeah.
No one can see it. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
No.
I was
like,
I did something.
You had momentum. Keep going.
But, I mean, we could go on about Paul George all day. But, I mean, just to round out the lineup, you have the worst Morris twin. Dirty, shitty player. Probably has a smaller dick.
Okay.
Then, I mean, genetically speaking, it's probably exactly
the
same. No,
the one on the Clippers is smaller for sure.
Okay, I'll take
for
it.
For sure.
I'll take it.
Fact.
Fans at home.
Everybody knows
we're
it.
We're throwing a poll up on the Instagram page.
And then you have, you know, I like Lou Will, but you have Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell, the fake sixth man.
I was just going to say, the thing I hate about both
those
guys. Both
should be starters.
Absolutely they should.
Like, get out of here.
Real
That's
quick,
not
sixth man? Who's yours? Sixth man? I had Dennis Schroeder.
I had Stop Making This an Award.
That's not bad.
You
like,
did
honestly,
have that.
That's not like, bad. Fuck that award.
I can't
it's
even
so
remember who
stupid.
I picked.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a dumb award.
It's stupid. I hate it.
And then last but not least, and I mean, we could really nitpick the lineup, but I'll stop it here. Homeless Patrick Beverley.
Homeless Pat.
Well, let's hate on Zubats a little bit, too, for going to the Clippers and getting way fucking better than he did on the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his fault. He got fucking traded.
Still, though, he played way better there in the same building. Like, what the fuck?
This is true.
We could hate Landry Shamet for looking like he got stuck in the womb.
Nah, I like that guy. The first game of the season, I watched him play, and he was a bucket.
Yeah, you do own a Wichita State Shockers jersey now that I think
I don't,
about.
But I will say the coolest thing about the Shockers is that a lot of people don't know what a Shocker is. And that's two in the pink and one in the stink.
Yep. Right.
So yes. Like when you're, you know, girl, fingers, two up front, one in the back. So in the NCAA tournament, the cameraman.
Imagine how men do it to other men.
I don't think that they can, but
so I was
you
just
keep
thinking
dreaming,
it was
partner.
Like four fingers.
Just tuck one away. Yeah. Two in the back, one in the back.
Yeah. Two in the pee hole.
Anyway, like Final Four tournament, like probably 10 years ago, the camera passes by all the cheerleaders for the Shockers.
And they all got fingers
and they're
up
all
their butts.
Doing the they're all doing the Shocker motion. Yeah. Like this. Screaming and the cameraman's just filming it.
He's
loving
all
it
horned up. Yeah,
I don't even know if he knew what they were doing. Yeah, yeah. The guys in the booth that control which camera's live definitely yeah. didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a good moment.
Shock them.
Shock them.
Yeah, it's the best college team ever.
The Wichita is it Wichita State?
Wichita yeah, State Shockers.
Pretty fucking great.
They've had some boys come through as well.
That's yeah. That's their biggest defensive ploy, eh? Down in the paint, the old Shocker.
Well, yeah, anyway, so to round out the topic, you know, no one deserved to have an early playoff exit more than Patrick Beverley. After being injured and, like, rolling around on the scorer's table laughing at Dame when he missed two free throws in the clutch, knowing that he has not only bounced Patrick Beverley in the playoffs, but he's also bounced Paul George with one of the most iconic game-winning shots I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Like, you guys... They had it all wrong. They were doing the whole load management thing, saying we're saving it for the playoffs. What chemistry? No, we're like they did everything wrong. No team has ever deserved to lose more than this year's Los Angeles Clippers. They got what they deserved. And Ryan, you can confirm this. How many times did I tell you when you were you'd be bugging me, trying to get under my skin, saying the Clippers are gonna win and they're gonna say we did it for Kobe. We did it for Kobe. I can think of many times that you and Josh at work, oh, we did it for Kobe. What are you going to do, Lee, when the Clippers win?
Never said that.
And I said...
I'm sad I couldn't be there to support
and
you.
And I never said that. My
fake news. We're pandemic.
My response every time was, the basketball gods will not allow it.
They won't.
The angel of Kobe Bryant will strike down their team playing with lightning before that is allowed to happen.
Yep.
And sure enough, here we are. Lakers going to the title. Everybody chill out. Anyways, that's my rant. I had to get it off my chest. Happy that the Clippers lost. It was beautiful.
It's the most beautiful thing ever in the year of Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
And what are those things from Greek mythology? They're not angels, but like Zeus and...
Like demigods?
Sort of, but don't they have a special name? That's what Kobe is. He's not an angel. He's like a Zeus.
Aren't they gods?
Pluto.
Or?
No, they're not quite gods. No, I don't remember.
Greek gods, mythology.
That's what Kobe is what I'm trying to get at.
Kobe
is more than an angel.
He's a Zeus.
Yeah.
He's a Zeus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Paul George is fucked.
Yeah.
If that's not clear.
Yeah, I hope he gets fired.
Well, what you think, Steve Ballmer, the fucking CEO of Microsoft, doesn't know when to cut a dead asset?
Ooh, that's
a... Oh, he knows. Ooh.
That's a good point. That's a Ooh. Swift move of the
He's
knife.
Paying a lot of luxury tax for Paul George to fucking miss shots in the playoffs. He just got rid of Doc. Like, Paul, you're done.
Yeah, you're done. Remember when Paul George was saying, like, yeah, I'm not shooting good, but that's not my game. I play defense, too.
Yeah.
Like, I play defense, too. Yeah.
Defense wins championships.
Meanwhile, can't guard Luka, only even beat the Mavericks because Porzingis got injured.
Yeah.
Like, barely escaped that series. God.
We've really all been sucking the same dick today a lot.
Yeah,
hopefully
okay.
We argue a little bit more when we get to the finals.
Okay, let's get it.
I know we're not going to, but...
I mean, that's a hard argument, but what else can we argue about?
Do we think that the Lakers are going to sweep these guys?
Who's these guys?
Miami Heat.
Ah.
These chumps. Second tier.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers will... probably sweep the Miami Heat. Maybe 4-1. I had 4-1 originally, but
that's what I had too.
Yeah, but now that the Heat are all banged up, I think that Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers will probably just clean sweep them.
Who else is on that
Who's
team?
Banged up.
It's just a supporting cast.
Yeah,
supporting cast.
On the Lakers?
Yeah. Well, Anthony Davis, leading scorer, leading rebounder, leading shot blocker, leading free throw percentage, steals, field goal percentage.
I actually saw a quote that...
Yeah.
Now, it's Markeith who's on the Lakers, right?
Yes.
The one with the cool.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You're the small cock master here.
not the one.
We're very certain.
Yeah, it's Markeith, not the one named Marcus. Yeah.
I think you have Marcus.
Do we?
No. We got Markeith.
Yeah, we got Markeith.
Yeah, we got Markeith.
But anyways, he was quoted as saying that he thinks Anthony Davis is the best basketball player in the world. He's like, LeBron is LeBron, but like I think AD is the best basketball player on earth.
Yeah, that's undisputed.
Yeah, which is dope. I was right.
We were
Markeith.
Right.
Yeah.
We were right.
How much cooler of a name is Markeith than Marcus?
Also, do you know which number he wears?
88. I should. Hey, that's the number.
Kobe.
Yeah, that's the number that I use on my my player on NBA 2K.
Kobe.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So, do you have a question before I start ranting? Or was that like your introduction to the topic?
It was kind of the introduction. Sweep. But sweep.
My notes sweep. Say sweep.
Sweep. Sweep. Which is better because before we got here, hard. It just sweep, said sweep. Delonte West.
Yeah. And then you added the word finals.
I added actually some real questions. Right, now, we know the Miami's not going to do well in this finals.
Well, they're in trouble. I mean.
Will they do well in the future, though?
Oh, oh, yeah. Absolutely. The team's built right. Bam Adebayo is unbelievable. Tyler Herro's had a little bit of a coming out party here in this
playoffs, little bit,
to like, say the least.
He's the guy.
By the way, if you want to make an NBA roster, go play at Kentucky. And if you want to draft a stud, draft a Wildcat. Like, how good does John Calipari look right now? Just shitting out NBA stars.
I feel like every team in the NBA has a star on it or an up-and-coming star that is from Kentucky. Well,
he's like, I can't even help them. They're just flying out of my asshole.
Yeah. I wake up in the morning, I shit talent. What can I say?
Yeah. But yeah, good for him, though. Like, I mean, he's got to be doing something right, man. Like, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, even then, like Anthony Davis, Kentucky. Right, like it's
Karl Anthony Towns,
Kentucky,
right?
Devin Booker, Kentucky, Bam Adebayo, Kentucky, Tyler Herro, Kentucky,
Jamal Murray,
Kentucky.
Like, I forgot that Bam Adebayo went there too.
Oh yeah,
god damn.
Oh yeah,
that's like, messed up.
Like nobody was having more fun watching the bubble than John Calipari over there at Kentucky. That recruiting class is gonna be bonkers. Whenever they gets opened up again and they can start going and scouting talent again. To answer your question, though, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson is a stud.
He's a stud.
The amount of off-ball action and just the fear and attention that teams pay him is unbelievable. You can literally run any offensive set you want or at least get guys isolations. Jimmy Butler, for example, every single time down the court because of the off-ball action that is going on between Duncan Robinson and typically Bam Adebayo. To answer your question, they're young, they're deep, they're well-rounded. Jimmy Butler's only 30 years old.
Duncan Robinson also looks huge. I just noticed the other day he's rubbing off screens.
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
Yeah, he's a tall, long dude.
Does anybody look less like their dad than Duncan Robinson looks like David Robinson?
So random. If we're going to just shout out, if we're going to shout out random shit, I want to shout out the fact that it's been so long we recorded, we forgot to give a moment of silence to John Thompson from Georgetown.
Oh yeah, man! Watching AI talk about him was heart wrenching.
John Thompson,
he's a legend, man. Yeah. An absolute legend,
big stud.
Yeah,
shut up.
While we're on the topic, sort of Duncan Robinson, I saw a really interesting post from Bleacher Report the other day. So it was a picture, like a screen capture, and it said Duncan Robinson sent this text to Mark Titus, who's a former staff writer at The Ringer, in 2017. And this is when Duncan Robinson was a senior at Michigan. And he sent him a big, like, three-page text being like, "Hey, my name's Duncan. I'm a senior on the men's basketball team at Michigan. I'm reaching out to you because one of my classes, we were asked to connect with somebody in an industry that we're interested in. I'm a big fan of The Ringer and specifically your work. And, like, let's connect and talk about being a sports writer." Like, he had no idea he was going to even make the NBA. Yeah. And he just somehow clutched it and is now actually having an effect on a
team
that's in the NBA finals. Yeah. Like, it's pretty impressive. Like, so good for him. Good for him.
So he was essentially gearing up to become a sports writer.
Yeah, and then I don't know what happened, but, like, he just started getting buckets, and here we are. Fast forward a couple years, and boom, you're in the NBA Finals.
So is LeBron actually better than Ryan gives him credit for?
Yes, no. Yes.
Because he's been in 10 out of the 11 last finals.
That is fucked up. Like, we cannot over that. That is fucked.
We have been glancing over it for, almost 4 years now.
Ever since we've known each other, it's been getting glanced over. For sure.
On purpose and honestly, like, a little bit by accident.
Well, I didn't even really realize it until I saw that stat.
Me
neither. The only year he missed the finals was last year when he got hurt and the Lakers sucked.
And the Lakers sucked. He had nobody else.
Most points per game by LeBron James' teammate entering NBA Finals. 2012, Dwayne Wade, 23. 2011, Dwayne Wade, 24. 2016, Kyrie Irving, 24. 2017, Kyrie Irving, 24. 2020, Anthony Davis, 28.8.
Okay. Let's take LeBron off all those rosters. Where do those teams end up?
Probably second in the East. Second. I feel good about second because he's existed in the fucking worst decade of conference basketball ever. Like, let's not forget that he was beating the fucking Pacers with Roy Hibbert and the Atlanta Hawks with Kyle Korver and the Washington Wizards with fucking 90-year-old Antoine Jameson and Caron Butler.
Like,
he has not beaten elite basketball teams, whether it be modern day, and certainly not from a historical standpoint. And when he got to the NBA Finals, got the shit kicked out of him. So, no.
The worst part about the Clippers getting knocked out last round is that LeBron didn't have the opportunity to beat him in the conference finals so we could at least use that as some fire against Ryan.
Yeah.
Because now he has the easiest path he could have had to the finals.
Well, he had Anthony Davis on his team, so there was his path.
It never ends with you.
Well, it's just Anthony Davis. We talk about a guy not getting credit. How about we give some credit to Anthony Davis?
To people who listen to the show, I want them to know that this isn't just an act that Ryan puts on.
No, this is real.
This is Ryan's life.
Weirdly.
From beginning to end and everything in between.
Yeah.
He said that with the most sinister smile. I wish everyone at home got to enjoy. Yeah.
But were the teams LeBron faced really? I mean, I know it's not a LeBron versus MJ debate, but were they really that much worse than some of the teams MJ was facing in the finals? Really?
Oh, well, I was talking about the Eastern Conference Finals specifically.
Yeah.
There's a good argument for the Golden State Warriors teams being a lot better than some of the teams that MJ beat.
Right.
I won't make that argument by any stretch of the imagination.
Just saying.
But LeBron also got the shit slapped out of him, as opposed to Jordan being 6-0. So,
yeah. But again, I'm not really trying to go down to this argument.
Well, yeah, that's not.
How
that's
many
not an
times
argument.
Did MJ get bounced before the finals? Quite a few.
Yeah, early '80s. There, early '80s, different era. LeBron James couldn't have played.
That would have been amazing and dropped 40 per game probably.
Nah, he couldn't handle the contact too much. Grown man,
I
think that if LeBron was around back then, he actually would not have developed the weird hand complaining
thing. I agree.
And he would have actually just been tougher.
I think he would have.
He would have had to be.
He would have been Pippen's strength with, you know, not Jordan skill. It's not right. Maybe Karl Malone more. I don't know, but he would be a force to be reckoned with, and he might actually be tough.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you grow up, you know. He would have adapted.
He's the softest piece of shit ever. Yeah, we'll agree.
He would
have
been like Jerome Kersey. Yeah.
Except who leads the league in assists and hits step back threes from 5 feet behind the line.
Yep. Great role player.
With regularity.
Great role player.
Who do you think is going to be the finals
you
MVP?
You sound like Trump. I've never seen anyone be more like Donald Trump than you are.
The finals
great
MVP,
role player. Everyone knows it.
He would vote for Trump if he lived in the States.
Oh.
No question.
Well, undoubtedly.
I mean,
satirical or not, he would do it for sure.
Oh, God.
If my option other than him was Joe Biden for the entertainment value.
Well, you don't like Grandpa Joe?
No, I just
watching. He's always got candy in his pocket.
Yeah, watching him die soon is going to be sad.
Would you like a Werther's, son?
Yeah.
It's a little warm. It's been against my thigh all day.
Oh, it's got that tacky outer layer that's kind of soft.
Yuck.
But Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis should be the finals MVP.
You know it's going to be LeBron.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. It's the only way that they can.
I think LeBron might
adjust that delta.
We call that justification.
Yeah, we call it the narrative.
Yeah, that too.
How sad is it going to be when Dwayne Wade has to give up his only finals MVP trophy to Shaq in that bet?
What a horrible bet.
What bet?
Stupid bet. Well, apparently,
I have not heard of said
Dwayne
bet.
Wade and Shaq made a bet where if the Lakers win, then Dwayne Wade has to give Shaq his one and only finals MVP trophy. And if the Heat win, Shaq has to give D-Wade one of his multiple finals MVP trophies. What a horrible bet.
Horrible
bet.
It's
like the odds are backwards and the payout is backwards as well. Like it's bad all the way around. What an idiot.
I can see Dwayne Wade trying to instill confidence in his boys through that move. And I guarantee you Shaq takes it. They take a picture and he hands it back to him.
Oh, yeah. They're not. Like, sure. What does he want to keep that for?
He doesn't like
really,
nothing.
Like, yeah.
Put a little Lakers jersey on the statue.
Yeah.
Take a photo. Send it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or paint it yellow and purple. Who knows?
There's shit all over shit it all and over give it back to him. The big Shaq size shit.
Well, I think we're kind of out of content for today. Unless there's anything pressing you want to talk about. I had one more question about Bam Adebayo, but Ryan kind of answered it in the start.
He's like Anthony Davis, but not as good.
Not nearly as good.
Can we talk about Alex Caruso just to say that we talked about him?
Well, he's a golden god.
It's fucking awesome.
He's incredible.
Hitting threes, spiking dunks,
he's
playing great defense.
Unbelievable
what more do you want?
Defender, man.
Definitely
he
better
is.
Than Lou Williams.
He has locked
made
down.
It way farther in this playoffs.
I also have one more thing I'd like to talk about. LeBron has been defending the best player on the other team for the last few games.
Yeah, when it matters.
When it
he
matters.
Can play defense.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't he?
Ryan's just zoned out.
Yeah, Ryan's like, I've checked out of this conversation.
I've had enough with the Laker talk. He's going to be upset when they win, eh?
Oh, I mean, he's not going to be happy.
It will be a great effort by Anthony Davis and the Los Angeles Lakers.
There it is. And that's our cue. Thanks for coming. As always, I'm here with Lunch Kit Lee Henwood.
Yeah, buddy. Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
Maybe we should try and make it less than 4 weeks between recordings this time.
I think we will. I'll try not to get married again.
Oh, right. We kind of had a real life delay.
Right.
That's a perfect excuse.
Oh, and he was away getting engaged.
We actually did have decent excuses.
And then I was away for four days at a golf
Historically,
trip.
Historically, we haven't.
Yeah.
But this time the excuses were real.
Several weeks of good excuses.
Yeah.
But we'll get back.
I'm proud of us. Real excuses.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
And as always, I'm with Ryan, the LeBron hater, Brady.
Fuck you, Paul George.
And Paul George hater, apparently.
We're pandemic.
We're pandemic.